100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic to the site and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's my broken headset, cats fighting in the background, or sipping coffee every 5 seconds. The topic this week was drums. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. First up, it's Jamie Titanium, my favorite form of titanium. I mean, how many forms of titanium are? Well, there are a lot of them, really. Titanium is very useful, and, as you'll find out, also very creative.
Mary turned her head as the drums beat out the staccato rhythm of her death. She knew the bruises against her pale-skinned face were tightening on her small figure. Drew was where he said he would be, and she looked at him, unblinking. She smiled back, though she knew it could hurt him to do so. She watched his face through the framework of the guillotine as the drums beat, and it was a comfort. She wondered, suddenly, frantically, if her blog would die with her, then dismissed the idea. It was an idea, and ideas don't die. Only people do.
Thank you, Jamie. And remember, blogging is nothing to lose your head over. Next up, it's our friend Thomas Petrie, who took a break, came back, and he's here to stay. Cool. I wonder what little snapshots he's got to illustrate his stories for this week. That's right, he's got two. It's two-tastic. What is two? We're having a two-gasm? Lala to I. Anyway, here are his stories. I know you'll enjoy them.
I was warned I'd be drummed out of the club due to my behavior and outbursts during meetings. My father and his father before him were both drummed out of the mafia for their excess cruelty. You could imagine the embarrassment our large family suffered. The final straw was the morning I stormed out of the prayer group, red-faced and streaming a barrage of obscenities at the officers, capping it off with a bold dropping of the pants and exposing my white and plump backside. Ladies fainted, and a few leaped for their cell phones to call the police. As a boy, I used to swim in irrigation ditches. The result was an ear infection that necessitated the lancing of my eardrum when I was in grade school. They said it was fluid in my middle ear. Since the procedure, I walk with a little hop, skip, and slide due to the cacophony of rhythms playing inside my left ear. Folks wonder why I do this little dance, and often at such unopportune moments, such as the funeral of my friend Chuck. His family made quite a fuss over my impromptu dance steps, but it could not be helped.
Thank you, Thomas. Next up, and please, no dropping of trow during these stories. I mean, you're busy driving. Come on. Okay, let's just type that in. And I swore there was a recording with this next one. I'm getting so careless these days. You know, the memory starts to go after about, 290 episodes of the same podcast. I mean, well, actually, it's not just 290 episodes, because there are over 2,500. And the weekly challenges are just a few, but I just... Anyway, I'm starting to lose it, man. I thought I had a recording of Tara Lynn's story, but I didn't. That's so weird. Oh, well, she'll just get mad at me. Everyone gets mad at me eventually. It just...
you know, I forget something, then, hey, you forget my stuff, I'm going to be so mad, and I'm and whatever. Sashi Stern was last turn, now it's Terlyn Stern. So here's her story, and the midget's going to read it, because I don't know anymore. All right, here we hold on. Where's the dang thing in the click? And there.
I remember a time gone by. When I was 10 years old and my family took me to Friendly's. It was a great place that had awesome ice cream and chocolate melts. I was sitting across the table from my brother, who thought it would be funny to shoot his straw wrapper into my hair, which flew over the back of the booth. Then I heard someone behind me drumming on the table. I looked over at the back of the booth, just in time to get the wrapper shot back into my face, and hear his dad yell, "Simon, no!"
Ah, Friendly's. I remember that fine place. I remember it was Carter Crunch, where they had peanuts and peanut butter and just all sorts of peanuts, and you could just see the kids allergic to peanut butter and peanuts just dropping like flies. It's like, oh, no, but it's not patriotic not to eat this ice cream, and oh, man, it was so cruel. I'm surprised that any survived. Oh, thank you, Terlyn, and hopefully the midget didn't do too much injustice to that. Where the hell are the rules? I mean, I've redone my Thunderbird rules, and now everything with the words weekly challenge in it will drop into the podcast folder, although the title of yours says challenge. But I still, every time I see one come in, and I check the spam filter too, and I drag them into podcast. Business under podcast is like people sending addresses for me to send, you know, articles of clothing and that kind of stuff. Horror is for horror tales, you know, the thing that Emmer and Rich does. And then I've got like other for like other things where people are like, hey, can you voice this for me? And I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. And then drafts are where the ones that I write every day and put up to Google Plus, I put them in drafts, and then I drop them into the feed, and then I record them, like, in a few months, and then, you know, no one ever listens to them. So, I think I've got it organized, but I don't. I'm just, you know, everything goes everywhere. So, I may have lost a file. I'm sorry. I do that now and then. Maybe if I were to, you know, come up with a new format for this, it would be like, oh, you just drop the MP3s and then it auto-assembles like a playlist, like DJs, and whatever, that takes effort. Speaking of taking effort, who comes next? Oh, Tom! And he has updates! Maybe his update is going to be I'm Schnook. So, let's find out. Tom, let's hear your story.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And I've got updates. Chris Monroe enters the top 50. He is in a six-way tie for the 47th place with Sister Edith, Beck, Exis Delacroix, Patti Smith, and Chris the Nuclear Kid. Thomas passes Lisa of Lemons and Lollipops and is tied with Terry T for the 24th position. Young Danny Dwyer is two stories shy of 40. Steve the Nuclear Man passed Justin the Space Turtle and becomes the sixth monkey. Of special note, this week we got our 300th author. I think they should get a Ronald Coleman gravy boat. And with the acknowledgement of Master Simon, Phil maintains his unbroken run of 162 stories in a row. Must be that marathon man in ya. Tonight's story is called King of the Jungle. Tarzan hear drums. What they say, cheetah. Misogenetic, megamaniacal, misanthropic, mercantilist, manipulate villagers. Send on drum, Tarzan fight. Tarzan hear more drums. What they say, cheetah? Capricious, callous, confident curmudgeons, correct villagers. Send on drums, Tarzan fight. Cheetah says more drums. Tarzan think he hears his mom calling him. Delicious, dapper, dilettantes. Decorate village? Send message. Tarzan fight. Cheetah, what now? More drums? Tarzan getting PO'd. Timmy fell in well? Lassie in heat? Send on drums. Tarzan fight. What now? Fuck the drums. Jane says need Tarzan to play. Hide the salami. Bring 5 points. Cheetah, send message. Tarzan, fight.
Do they have salami in the jungle? A little confused there. Thank you, Tom. And a little clarification. Does that mean Stephen the Nuclear Man, you said sixth monkey. Is this a new monkey or, like the 12 monkeys? Or is he an iron monkey? We're going to need a little clarification on that. But anyway, congratulations to all the monkeys and et cetera. And thank you, Tom. And I guess, Lord Greystoke, we learned a little something new about him every day. Speaking of moving into new places and such, and Chris Munro, Muncie. We haven't been the same with him, and we sure as hell aren't the same without him. So we're just not going to be. What are we the same as? What are we identical to? If we were to type something into a search engine, would something else come up, and it would be like, oh no, this is you, ha 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 ha. Welcome to Mirror Google. By the way, one thing about in-flight wireless and internet, am I going to go there? Hell yeah. If you're with Oklahoma State, don't type duo barrel roll while you're trying to fly. All right, so here we go with, and I can feel everybody just hitting stop and going, he said what? So here is Chris Munro, a.k.a. Muncie, in the middle of... I think he's gotten up to 50,000 on NaNoWriMo. So congratulations to you and all the NaNoWriMo people who are realizing they might actually make it. And cool. And maybe you can get a few one-liners out of there for a stand-up act. And, the rest of it, you can... Oh, I don't know. I'll just recycle these words next year. I don't know. Me, I bought up 1,000 magnetic poetry sets. Cut them all up, shook them up, threw them at a bunch of refrigerators in a department store, said, "That's my novel." And security dragged me out.
Good morning, pod people. Are you ready for a drabble about drums? No? Well, get ready quick, because I'm doing it regardless. Drums, by Christopher Munro. For his 9th birthday, I bought him a drum kit. When he opened the box, his face lit up. I knew I'd chosen perfectly. As I set it up for him, I explained how much practice it would take to learn to play really well. He assured me he was willing to put in the effort. When my coworkers heard I'd bought such a gift for a child, they thought I was insane. They said I'd never sleep again. I wasn't concerned. He wasn't my child, after all. He was yours. So, tell me, was stealing my parking space worth it? My writing's to be found at munseystories.blogspot.com. My tweeting's on Twitter as MunseyMunsey. My pirate gold at... Oh, I see what you did there. You almost tricked me into telling you where to find my pirate gold.
Ha ha ha! I love those twists at the end, don't you? Wait, he didn't tell me where his pirate gold was. Oh, god damn it. What, you think I do this stuff for free? I do this for pirate gold. Oh, yeah. And you know what's even better than pirate gold? Pirate gold in grams. I'm hungry. I should make some pancakes. Okay, let's see. Thank you, Muncie. I get so confused. Next up is Tura. I never pronounce that right. Tura. And here's their story because, it's just, whoa. Yow. Woo. Thank goodness they recorded this one because I'd get hot and bothered over it. I mean, my God. Although, I'm going to get hot and bothered anyway. It was muggy last night. It was a low of 73. It was all the displeasures of autumn. 83 and, windy as I was going to the pet store. And then, is it going to cool off? Is it going to cool off? Is it going to cool off? Oh, no. Coffee drunk out of a skull mug. Delicioso. And speaking of delicioso, here's Tura.
Dad, the heat. And the drums. Always the drums. The colonel stood stiffly on the veranda, in full black leathers and a pink tutu, because, damn it, one had to keep up standards. He rang for some tea, then remembered that the native servants had all left weeks before, when the rains had not come. He looked toward the inert computer in the corner, its power supply burned out. Was the network still running out there? Were the others still hanging on? The natives would know. They always knew. If only he knew what the drums were saying. The talking drums.
Ah, the talking drums. Thank you, Tura. Oh, by the way, the British Museum, they have like a history of the world as seen in 100 Objects. It's a podcast out there. Look up 100 Objects. I think I mentioned this before, but a talking drum is one of the objects. And it totally changed history because, like, it, you know, talked. It was like, hi, hello, how you doing? Welcome to the jungle. Hey, watch out for that monkey. And that kind of thing. Yeah. So, thank you, Tura, and it's important. Remember, listen to the talking drums. They may tell you something. What they're telling me right now is that Zachman did not record his story. And, well, looks like I'm going to have to hand that one to the midget. The talking midgets. If you beat on the midget, it says things. Pretty much anything you beat on will say things. It'll go thump, 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 or go, stop beating on me! So let us not beat on Zachman any further, and have the midget read his story. Take it away, midget.
The drums beat softly as we mourn a formerly unknown loss to the world. Although he was secretly buried a decade ago, today we have his reveal. I remember my grandfather participating in the weekly challenge. The host vowed to write a 100-word story every day for the rest of his life, but often he did not stop at one. He loved his cat so much that Nardo was turned into a cyber robot as he aged. Cyber robot Nardo carried on reading as Lawrence and Simon until yesterday when the drabbles ran dry. Rest in peace, Mr. Crap Mariner.
Thank you, midget. My God, it sounded almost just like him. Wow. Just the resemblance. Woo. Maybe he's been the midget all along. His name isn't Zachman. So thank you, Zachman, and hopefully you'll get your voice back for next week, although I'm sure that, you know, with all the typing that you're doing, it's for the NaNoWriMo, it's going to be like, oh, God, I'm never going to get my voice back. I'm screaming at the paper. Screaming, I tell you! All right. So I like to taste every word as I write it. This one tastes like, hawthorn pods. All right, so we got another story here by Abernathy, who also didn't... Man, what is this with people not recording their stories? Okay, do you not have microphones? Do you not know how to do it? Are you afraid that people will laugh at your voice? I've been doing this for almost 7 years. Do I look like I'm afraid of people laughing at my voice and my stupid accent and my corny jokes? That... Please? Really? I mean, there's only how many listeners left? Like 4 or 5? Good. Good. We're a tight band of meaty brigands together, I tell you. Oh, right. So next up is Abernathy and her story. And, ooh, let's see what Nora's up to now. This could get a little steamy. So be sure to have a lint-free cloth ready to wipe the cover of your iPhone or laptop or hi-fi system. Ooh. New needle. Ah, sounds so clear.
Now that Nora was 18, it was time to move out on her own. She sat in front of the wooden trunk under the window of her bedroom. She opened it up, revealing many of her childhood treasures. On top was her beloved tin drummer. She turned him around and wound his key before placing him on the windowsill. His little metal arms tapped the drum repeatedly. She smiled and started going through the rest. Each time the toy stopped, she rewound him. So lost in her childhood memories, Nora never noticed the asteroid that plummeted to Earth, destroying everything.
Aw, I love a good asteroid destroying everything story. Those are my favorite. Ooh, hold on. Wait, I'm going to look now. Okay, so good night, moon, death, star. Someone's got to have done. Okay, so good night, moon. And we're going to do an image. And I see Goodnight Keith Moon. And I'm looking. And I'm looking. And come on, someone's had to have done a Goodnight Moon where the moon turns out, and you know, that's no moon, that's a space station. So hold on, Goodnight Moon, space station. Let's see if that's there. Good night, moon. I see the old, you know, the rocket and the pie-faced moon. God, I can't remember who directed that movie. No one's done a Good Night Moon where the moon turns out to be a space station and it's Alderaan getting blown up. No one's done that? Man, that would be awesome. Anyway, thank you, Abernathy, and watch out for asteroids. Oh, next up, it's Danny. That's right, Danny's back. Ooh, and he's got some fun for us this week. I know you've been waiting all week for this. I have. I'm just like, you know, ooh, I can't wait. And I've been dancing on one leg, then the other, then realizing I have to go to the bathroom. So I type in Danny, and I set the bolds, and I copy-paste, and get this stuff going. And I should probably hit stop and, you know, edit, file, insert, and get all the... I'm sorry, I know, a good magician doesn't reveal his tricks, but as a magician, I suck. I mean, pull a rabbit out of my hat, you know, I'm pulling the lining out of my hat. I mean, it's just sad.
Hello, boys and girls. Danny Dwyer here yet again with Weekly Challenge 291. Challenge this week is drums. Here we go. The Army Sergeant stared Daryl straight in his beady little eyes and screamed, "I'm going to drum you right out of the Army Corps!" Yes, Daryl deserved to be drummed out of the Army, but not for this. It was that fateful night he and his girlfriend Jenny decided to play chicken with oncoming traffic. Daryl pushed Jenny into harm's way. Daryl was eventually charged with involuntary manslaughter, given him the option of 15 years prison or a stint in the Army. Daryl chose the Army. Yelled at by a sergeant today, a corpse in Afghanistan tomorrow. And the drums beat on.
You know, if only we were to send out drum majors and drum lines instead of soldiers, then they would be like, da-da-da-da-da-da, and then like hold out their, you know, drumsticks and drop them, you know, like, challenge. You know, and everyone drummed. But the problem is, it's so much harder to heal, you know, hearing loss, because that's progressive. We're not very good with, you know, cochlear implants maybe, but they're not really good replacements. All the other stuff, I mean, we got replacement limbs, and folks can go around, you know, toddling around, and, you know, no arms, no legs, and they're all robots now, but hearing loss, very hard to deal with. And carpal tunnel, man. I mean, I know that's outpatient these days, but it still hurts. So we're still going to go to war and all that. I'm sorry, it's just... War is simpler. I know it looks so expensive, but really it's cheaper than having to get all the drums, the drum lessons. They wind up going into bands. They get kicked out on the street by their girlfriends. I mean, that's almost as bad as getting thrown out by the VA. I know. It's like, oh man, you got post-traumatic stress disorder. At least you're not a drummer. You know, that, God. That kind of stuff, it just breaks my heart. So, thank you, Danny. And, wow. Woo. If the Beowulf comment didn't drive people off, that one's... Oh, man, there was a whole series of them last night. Protein Wisdom was going nuts with when Michael Moore said, okay, for Occupy Wall Street, you know, what do you want to accomplish? And he suggested bacon helicopters. And I'm like, where's the bacon helicopters? I woke up this morning, where's the bacon helicopters? So, I mean, I hope they do some good. You know, maybe... I don't know, what can they do? There's not really much that can be done until the whole thing collapses. Like, you know, all the rich people going, oh, yes, I'm rich, and I need to make people believe I'm rich. Because, really, that's what money is just make people believe that, you know, it's worth something. You know, it's when it's no longer worth something. Oh, ha, ha, ha. That's when the system changes, and they changes so that something else they have is worth something. Hey, well, lies are now worth something. Ooh, toes are worth something. Everybody's equal now, except for you, Skippy. Hop on over here. Yeah, so, right. Next up is TJ, and his story, he's going to be like, "What the? Why'd you lead up to me with that instead of a North Dakota joke?" Okay, fine. But I'm sorry if I leave you cold that way. But not as cold as you're going to be this winter. All right, that's cruel. You know, North Dakota's economy is booming because of this oil shale thing and all the, you know, oil. They're going to be like, "No, oh no, we were digging like a little bit every day to get dinosaurs, but now fuck the dinosaurs, give us the oil." So here's TJ, and I think you're going to like this. No, I don't just think. I know with all my heart, and even if I were to die today and my heart were to be implanted into a monkey, that monkey would know with all of its heart that it hates humans and wants to overthrow society and, you know, planet of the human-hearted monkeys and that kind of thing. I like that movie. I like the remake. I don't know about you, but I liked it. There were some cheesy bits in there, but it was kind of cool. And I was like, oh, Obama, Huntsman, Mitt Romney, all the Ron Paul, screw that. I'm voting for Caesar, man. Bring on the Monkey Man.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and in this week's
Adventures in Normal Dating,
I give you Lydia.
So my daughter plays the drums, and that's really why I'm here. I mean, I don't know why I'm here, really. Do any of us know really why we're here? I mean, it's a completely weird question, isn't it? I mean, the question of why we're here, it's so strange to even think about it. I mean, we are, aren't we? I mean, here, I mean, so we should just enjoy it. But she's practicing right now, and if Mommy doesn't get out of the house for a few hours a week on a nice quiet date, she's going to strangle someone. How's your wine?
Yeah? Wow, that was fast. Man, that was a seriously quick adventure through online dating. Wow. Thank you, TJ. The more I learn, the more I'm thankful that I'm not out dating. Whew. Scary. Scary thought. How's the wine? Oh, I've got this one wine. I think it's Behringer's. It's going to sit there on the counter now for a very long time with the stopper on it because it wasn't all that good. Maybe it will age well once it's been open, turn into a rancid vinegar that I could dip onions in. Yes, I know, I dip red and yellow and white onion slices into balsamic with Parmesan in it and a little bit of garlic oil. And that's when, you know, I get sick of hummus or ranch dressing. So I kind of do that a bit. Coffee. I keep worrying about going to the grocery store today because a year ago when I was going to the grocery store, it was a pretty bad scene, man. I checked my messages and was like, oh. Right. So, with that downer in mind, how about a story by Norval Joe? And hopefully I got the recording right this time. Who else is recording today? Maybe we can make it like a random thing, who's recording I lose every week. And then I record for you.
But I put 20 hours into recording that. And I hired the Osmonds to do my... you suck.
So, here's Norval Joe, and hopefully this is the week that you hired the Osmonds to a cappella behind you.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 291 with a prompt of drums. On the NaNoWriMo front, I'm at 53,000 words. And although that's considered a NaNoWriMo win, I'd like to finish my novel before the month is up, and I think I have probably 20 to 25,000 more words to write. So, we'll see how it goes. Well, here's my story for the prompt of drums. If he had realized what a difference it would have made with meeting girls, he would have learned to play the drums. Of course, the first one the girls go after is the lead singer, but he couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. The next guy the girls like to chase is the bass player. All he has to do is play four strings and smile. The band played Stairway to Heaven, and Milo knew there would be no girls clamoring for him at the end of his solo as he picked up his accordion and stepped onto the stage. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. And even though you've broken the 50K barrier, you keep going. You don't have the novel just drop off. Although, here's an idea. Yep. Asteroid. Okay. One more story? Oh, yeah. The one from him. Oh, dear. All right, well, let's just get this one lined up. So, Planet Z. Put that in there. Copy, paste. All right, I know. You've been waiting for this all week. So, here we go. And at least it's not going to be 40 minutes long or 50 minutes long this week, folks. So, I kept it shorter. It's still a little long, though. I need to work on that. Anyway, here's Planet Z and his story. I hope you listen.
The original Thompson machine gun came with a stick magazine that could feed 20 rounds. But it didn't take long for Oscar Payne to come up with a larger sticks and drums for that it could feed up to 100. Why so many rounds? Because movies were getting longer and longer, and so were car chases. So if you were a gangster hanging off a sideboard, you needed a lot of ammo to reduce the time spent on reloading. As film drums got bigger, so did the ammo drums. Until Hollywood figured out they killed a lot less actors using blanks.
Oh shit, gotta hit play. And there you have it. A bunch of stories about drums. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website and, you know, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, I think, and you can see links to the stories, the author's websites, text of the stories, an archive of shows, a whole bunch of other stuff. Until next week, when the topic will be, it's going to be one of those gigantic, crazy pick twos. Hold on, let me read out the whole list here. Okay, so you're going to pick two of these topics. Hunger, flea market, 45 degrees, Timmy's dead, highway to the danger zone, sepia, a Christmas wish, compulsion, and your nose. That list is up on the website in case you're like, I'm not listening, and you get your fingers in your ears, which is how many people listen to this podcast. Hey, Nardo. Hey, buddy. Will you get a drink of water? Okay. You can get up here if you want. All right. So, anyway, that's going to be the topic for the next show. And until then, this is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening. And, as always, keep it brief.